This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm delighted to be speaking with Dan Jansen. Dan is the mayor of Mountain Village and an entrepreneur. We're talking about which way goes the Mountain Village and how high is up. Dan, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Susan.
So when did you first come to the Telluride region and to Mountain Village specifically, and what brought you to this neck of the woods?
Sure. My wife and I were kind of avid skiers, and we were working on the coast, and we've been coming all over the West, but specifically to Telluride for a while. And then I had what my wife calls a family-friendly midlife crisis, where I was working a big job on the coast, and we decided we're just going to take a year off, go live in a cool ski town, and bring our kids and get them into skiing. And we did that in Telluride, and at the end of the year, we just said we can't leave here. And we've been here 6 years since and really enjoying it.
Wonderful. Thank you. Could you briefly explain the business you founded, Virtual Greats?
Yeah, sure. I refer to that as my day job. It began with a simple question, which is there's this new product category in the online space called virtual goods that was about a $1 billion category, and there was no brand presence. And why is this the only product category in the world, whether it's shoes or clothes or food, that brands weren't present? We couldn't find a good answer, so we were funded by a big advertising conglomerate, Omnicom, to bring brands into the virtual goods space. And putting that in English for folks who don't do a lot of social media, in games or virtual worlds or social networks, you may be, for example, playing a basketball game. I can sell you a jersey for your favorite player for $1 to put on your player. Or if you're doing a virtual pet game, I could have your pet be Garfield. And it's a way of getting brands from the real world in front of attractive demographics into the online space.
Wonderful. Okay, now let's bring it together. So what, if any, is the overlap between your day job at Virtual Greats and your work as an entrepreneur and running a company and running a place like Mountain Village?
Yeah, I think at the highest level, they're very similar. And I was giving a talk to the high school students about entrepreneurship and leadership, and they said, well, what does a mayor do? And I said, well, at the highest level, I do four things. I set the strategy and direction for the town. I build and manage and motivate a core team of people. I align resources to make sure they can get their job done. And then I measure the results, and then I iterate again. If we're not getting the results we want, maybe the strategy and direction needs to change. And those four roles of a leader are the same whether I'm running a government, a business, or a nonprofit. And the entrepreneurial part of this is just a much heavier emphasis on problem solving within those four steps. But I see them being very much the same, whether for-profit, not-for-profit, or government.
Wonderful. Great answer. Thank you. You talk in like a business person in terms of long-term and short-term strategy and tactics. So define what you mean by short-term with regard to Mountain Village, and could you review some of those goals in order of importance?
Sure, yeah. Conveniently, my term as mayor is only 2 years, which I like because it brings some urgency. As an entrepreneur, the medium term to me was measured in months, not years. And so one of my challenges is, it's to our government, is to do things quicker. And my model is let's do fewer things and do them a lot better. And so when I came into government, I set three broad goals of increasing economic activity, increasing engagement with our constituents, and better stewardship of our environment and our resources. And the goal is pretty simple, is we have a wonderful place. First of all, do no harm. But then secondly, let's make a great place better. And so underneath that, I laid out five initiatives, and I'm happy to go into them. But they're all kind of supporting each other. For example, bringing better air access, bringing a flag hotel, increasing activity, stabilizing the town's business model by attracting new businesses, enhancing our infrastructure, whether that's roads or broadband or whatever. And if we do all of those five initiatives effectively, they build on each other. For example, better air access doesn't do much if there's nothing to do here. A flag hotel won't be viable if we don't have a conference center that they can fill on our shoulder seasons. So the three broad goals at the highest level have these five initiatives supporting them. And it's kind of like picking your favorite kid. I can't really rank them because all five are equally important.
So coming at that question from a different angle, when you take the long view, who do you see as Mountain Village's key constituencies And how do you plan to engage them?
Yeah, I mean, the neat thing about our little town out in the rural Colorado is we have a diverse community, not only in terms of where they're from and what they do and their socioeconomics, but in terms of how they view the world. And I think that's an advantage. It'd be a terrible place if everyone agreed with Dan on everything, in my opinion. And so we have full-time residents, we have part-time residents, we have many second homeowners, we have tourists, we have local visitors from Colorado. And even within those categories, within second homeowners, it ranges from folks who really feel like this is home. You know, they spend 6-9 months a year here, to some folks who maybe only spend 3-4 weeks a year here. So very broad group of constituents. And in terms of engaging them, I can't help but apply my job in terms of social media. We have features on our web. We've redone all of our websites. We have something called Mind Mixer, which allows us to interact real-time questioning of our constituents. We do our annual surveys. We have email blasts. And then there's the old-school interaction. I always tell people it's a customizable, direct, interactive mode called talking to each other and just being, you know, talking to folks on gondolas and bringing, inviting them to meetings. So diverse community and a higher level of engagement. That's one of my top three priorities, is engagement with that diverse community.
And do you see a role within that context for the Telluride Foundation, which really, when it was initially created, was all about helping to enfranchise second, third, fourth homeowners? And how does its initiative, Telluride Venture Accelerator, play into your plans?
Sure. I'm a new member of the foundation board, so I'm still learning about its role, but so far I'm very impressed. I think it plays a critical need in our community in two ways. I mean, one is serving immediate needs that are acute, you know, helping out communities on a range of issues. And if you look through their grants, they're helping to serve immediate needs of people in need, and I'm proud to be a part of that. Equally important to me is they're also working, and philanthropies around the country are starting to do this, of reshaping the landscape. And by that I mean, you know, you can give a, what's the old biblical saying here? Give a man a fish and he eats for a day, teach him to fish, he eats for a lifetime.
Yeah.
That's it's about teaching them to fish. One of my observations is we have many subscale charitable organizations, and the foundation can help them scale up. And within that, the Venture Accelerator is a great example of teaching them to fish, because it ties to one of my initiatives, which is balancing our economic model by bringing in new businesses that are not, that are counter-cyclical and counter-seasonal to tourism and real estate. Those two sectors will always be our largest and most important ones. But if we can have businesses that don't suffer when during the off-season or when tourism is down, our economy will stay alive and functioning during those periods. And because of broadband, we can attract folks like my business. I run it from Telluride. It has nothing to do with tourism or real estate. Or if you're a day trader or a software engineer or a technology officer for a company, or an investment manager, you can do all of that from Telluride now because of broadband and air access. So the Venture Accelerator, just through its first year, four businesses were identified and we've been working with them. I'm a mentor, have been great. Next year I'm hoping to have six businesses come to our region.
Wonderful. Well, I hope this is the first of a series of conversations with you as each of your goals, strategies, tactics comes to fruition and we have something to talk about in more expansively. But for now, this has been Susan V. Brock with an initial conversation with the mayor of Mountain Village and entrepreneur Dan Jansen. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join me.
Thanks for giving. It was really fun.
Yes. Good day.
Bye-bye.